Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we have with us...
Oh, is that our cue?
Oh, come on. It's not like you've not done this before,
hold on,
Dave.
Hold on. Can you do this again?
Dave, what's your name?
My name's David.
I'm Lydia.
And Ryan.
And we are going to talk about the upcoming PAX West 2016.
Yay!
Woo!
One of us is very excited.
Yeah. And the other
what
two
are you
aren't.
Excited about, Lydia? What's so exciting about this PAX?
This is a PAX that I've gotten to work on from beginning to end. And I'm very proud to be a part of the PAX team.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the other two gentlemen feel just as passionate.
Wait, did everyone else even introduce themselves? Was it just me?
No, they did.
All right.
Remember, Lydia was very meek after I yelled at you.
Okay, that's true.
And then Ryan said his name.
Yeah, I've been reviewing notes for things that I want to talk about, so I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing
not really listening
emails.
To anything.
So. PAX.
PAX.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hold on.
What's notable about this PAX?
We should clarify that PAX is in a week and a half.
12 days, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's very close.
Yeah,
it's so close. We've got bag stuffing this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Did you make an itinerary to talk about after you told me that you were just going to wing it?
No. This is something that somebody had sent me that I'm referring to for reference.
Okay. After I was like, we should decide.
He had
Never
his secretary
mind.
Write him notes.
Yes, I had my secretary, Jason Scarano.
I hope he finds that out.
He doesn't listen to this, but I should tell him to, because that's funny.
Well, you should definitely have him listen to the episode where we talk about Rocket League.
Yeah, he might have for that one.
Anyway,
yeah, we're here to talk about PAX.
Yep.
Lydia, yeah. What are you excited for? No, okay.
What's exciting about this PAX? What's different? What's special?
The name,
I guess,
yeah, new name.
Yeah, Robert made us change the name, and then he peaced out. So now we have to live with it.
We made a bunch of bad decisions and left.
I like the name West.
No, I do too.
It makes more
sense.
It's
like Kanye West.
It's functional. Exactly.
I don't like
just
it
like
he's
Kanye.
Popular.
It's like the Northwest.
This is the Kanye
like
West
child.
PAX.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I could not identify it. He's a song person, right?
Yeah,
stop
he
it.
Makes he makes
stop
sounds.
Stop it.
He makes sounds that some people like, I guess.
Is he the one who's like dating the Kardashian?
I think so.
Stop
twin?
It.
Twin? I don't know.
Yeah.
Twin?
Stop it.
Are there like a bunch of them?
Don't play his game, Lydia. Stop playing his game. Stop entertaining this.
It's not a game. He doesn't know. I don't know.
No, he knows. He knows. Same with this sports bullshit where he says he doesn't know. There's no way you can't know some of the things he claims not to know. Like you can't, like Michael Jordan, like permeates popular culture to a point that you can't say, I don't know who Michael Jordan is.
I know who Michael Jordan is. He's a very good golfer. I remember him playing golf.
Look at you smiling as you say it, too.
He also played baseball.
It's true. He played baseball.
See,
baseball.
Look.
Well, I mean, he made it to the minors. That's not bad.
That doesn't count. Hey, Bo Jackson played professional football and professional baseball.
And was a cartoon
I'm well
character.
Aware. Bo Jackson is the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bo knows. See?
Bo knows.
You change your tune on this every time. I had made up a sports survey where it was just a bunch of general sports questions. It was maybe 20. And then Robert and I wanted to do a podcast where we sit there and go through it all with Dave and then put it on live, like on the site so that it could test your score against Dave's score. It was like, take the survey first and then listen to the episode and compare your score to Dave's if you know sports better than Dave.
Let's do it.
I've still got it. Okay, we can do it.
After PAX.
We'll get, yeah, after PAX. Everything's always after PAX.
Everything,
my death.
Including this.
My wake. I have it as a Google Doc. It still exists.
What, your death?
Yeah.
I got it penciled in for like mid-September.
Yeah.
Heart disease.
Sounds lovely.
I mean, we could get Jeff to do it.
Yeah, Jeff would do well.
Yeah. Jeff and some other big sports fans. Brian.
Kiko, Brian, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff.
Isn't
Kiko, Brian.
Also a sports fan?
Just for Eagles stuff.
Okay.
And Philly stuff. Just like me.
Today I learned that the Mariners almost moved to Florida.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, but then
when?
Nintendo bought them. Well, partial stake. Long time ago.
Oh. Hmm.
And today Nintendo sold their stake in the Mariners.
Mm.
We were almost Mariners free. All that traffic we wouldn't have to deal with.
That'd be funny. Every fucking sports team leaves this crap
C-minus
city.
Except the Seahawks. Nope. Everybody loves Seahawks here.
Not everybody. Yeah,
only because they're winning.
Boring. Me.
All these fair weather fans out here in this
people even
Z
love them when
city.
They're losing. Okay.
Look, this is barely a city, all right? This is like a big town. It's not a city. They don't deserve four franchises. They barely deserve one.
That explains why our convention center sucks so much.
Yes, it does. And our infrastructure sucks.
It was a really good talk, guys.
Yeah, what are we hearing?
Definitely about PAX.
Oh, PAX.
Very PAX-y.
Oh, wait, are we talking about PAX? All right.
All right, so new stuff. Do you want to talk about the PAX XP?
Every cool thing I want to talk about, I don't know that we can talk about.
Well, we
but
can
it's
talk
next
about
week. How can you not talk about it?
I don't know. I've just been doing like 8 emails about the Omegathon.
You can talk. Definitely don't talk about the
Omegathon. The Omegathon, I will say this, is going to be pretty cool.
Okay, so don't tell them about the tic-tac-toe final round. Oh, crap.
Oh, Josh, hey, you can edit that.
Yeah, cut that out.
That would be a Josh. Shitty final, especially if they were at all smart.
No,
it lasts forever.
No, no, see, it's a giant tic-tac-toe board, and then in order to fill in an X and O there, you have to play a smaller game of tic-tac-toe, and whoever wins that game then
but
gets
nobody's
to put
gonna
an X.
Win any of those games if they're at all intelligent, because it's so easy to not lose.
Josh, you're missing the point here.
Just do a game of Monopoly.
There you go.
Final round. It'll take 14 hours.
All right. Well, I'll go talk to Travis.
Glad we got that settled. No, PAX XP. It's new. It's
yeah,
a game.
You've been dealing with it more than me.
What's new about this PAX?
Oh, the
XP.
Arcadia stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So we're doing a new initiative. We're sort of rebranding PAX XP. PAX XP is now this new module within the mobile app that is for like scanning your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you go to different booths and stuff, they usually have like waivers and stuff you have to sign. Like sometimes it's NDAs, but more of the time it's like, oh, before you're allowed to get on this giant replica T-Rex, you have to sign a thing, like a waiver sort of thing. So it skips that process. But then in addition to that, we're rolling our old PAX XP, which we're calling PAX Arcadia, into that, which is the really cool thing. And that's like this whole story-based giant, it's like an elaboration on what the scavenger hunt used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, so it used to be you would run around, and I think we had 16 locations scattered around PAX, and now it's just 10. But order matters. So it's not just a matter of finding where these locations are. You have to actually find the path through them. And
it's story-based?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
how?
Jerry and I wrote a little story about it. Well, I don't want to like explain it too much. Because
well, you don't have to explain the story, just how it works. Yeah. Like how the story plays into it. Is it just like riddles, or is it like...
No. Like, it's just this fun lore-based sort of story. It's very much a hero's quest, like a Link sort of thing. So it's like you have to find the station that is, you know, the old woman, and then she tells you you have to go find the sword, and then you go find the sword, and that lets you kill the monster, and then you do that, and blah, 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 blah. But you have to do them in order. Like, you can deviate a little bit, but for the most part, you have to do things in the right order.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's fun, and it's like, this is our first kind of messing with it, but me and Jerry were having fun writing it and coming up with ideas, and like, I could barely stop him from like, he's jumping 10 steps ahead. He's like, oh, this will be cool next year when we do this and this and this. And I was like, Jerry, we need to focus on this. let's do these 10 and really knock this out of the park. And then, but there's a lot of cool, like this is just scratching the surface and it's already pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. The PAX XP has not really changed in far too long. And I've been wanting to step it up a little bit. And this is good stuff for me.
And what's the prize? Same thing?
An incredible carabiner that has this incredible logo on it.
Yeah.
And it's made of incredible plastic. And it's great. It's,
don't forget about the experience.
A plastic carabiner. How does that work? Isn't that dangerous?
No. Well, you're not actually using it to scale mountains.
But what if they did? Do we have a waiver?
We should include that as part of
the... I guess you can scan your phone and make part of the waiver, yeah.
Hey, if you try and climb a mountain with the carabiner and it breaks, then please don't sue us.
Yeah. We'll have your family sue us.
Or that.
Yeah. You'll be dead.
Probably.
Yeah. No, but there's a lot of cool things we can do incorporating like future prizes with this too.
And yeah.
There's neat thematic things we can do. It's very, very exciting. We've always been talking about regamifying the PAX XP. Dave has really been ringing that bell for a while, so I'm glad we can finally start doing stuff with it.
Yeah, we finally found a partner that wants to work with us on it and do cool things, and I'm excited.
Donna Summer song, right?
What?
Ring that bell, ringing my bell. It's a disco song.
Is that a Bo Jackson song?
I said Donna Summer!
How would her name appear in a phone book?
Summer Donna?
All right, now stretch it out.
Summer.
Stretch it out. Now. Simmer down now!
I'm glad that you also know that Sarah likes
it. Of course I do. I love Simmer down.
What in the hell is that?
Don't know.
All right, what else is happening at PAX?
The PAX Arena is blown up real big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, last year was the first time that we had the PAX Arena in West. That's true, right? We didn't have it before then, right?
Yes. So, that's when we...
It was the Rocket League.
We did the Rocket League, yeah. And then we did it at South. Mm-hmm. So we had Smash at South.
Yeah.
And then we did... Now the arena has become an established thing, because at East it was really big, and West it'll be big here.
Yeah.
But this is the second for the watch.
Oh, yeah. That's also a whole other issue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we can say
that. We've announced it, yeah.
It's for Gears of War this year.
Yep.
Gears of War 4.
Yep. Gears of War 4.
And... Microsoft's doing a lot of cool stuff there. So they're doing the For the Watch stuff on Friday, but then they're also doing a big thing on Saturday in the arena. And I think they're doing something on Sunday too. Like they're taking a big chunk each time in like the main thing to showcase a different part of the game. Like, mm-hmm. So it's like when it's Mike versus Jerry, it's going to be team deathmatch. And then they're going to bring in a bunch of people to do show off all the Horde mode stuff, which they haven't shown yet. And then, the third day, I think they're doing something else. I think it might be more Horde mode, but it's really cool.
Like, do they have their teams picked yet?
Mike and Jerry?
Yeah.
Yes, all but one person.
Mm.
I'm still trying to fill that hole.
Are they announceable?
I think so. I don't even know. I don't know. I only know Mike's team.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on
Mike's
team.
Same team as before?
No.
Who's different?
I'm on Mike's team.
Oh, you were on Jerry's team last night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Kiko's on Jerry's team. I know. A popular streamer, Ann Munition, friend of the show. She's pretty cool. She does a lot of first-person games, so she's really good on Overwatch. Me and Dave watch her stream on Overwatch a lot, and she's going to come help out.
Yeah.
I approached her hoping she would be a ringer. Like, hey, you should play on our team. But then she told me she doesn't play a lot of Gears, but I was like...
Yeah, but...
You play games, like, daily for a profession. I guarantee you're going to be better than... like most of the other teams. Yeah. So, but then I was looking like, oh, who's the world's best Gears player? I'm just going to see if that guy wants to come play. Because I don't want to lose, Josh.
Eric playing this time?
No. Eric and Dave both said no.
Too busy, I guess.
PC guys.
Or is it too much for them? Too stressful?
No, they're worried that they wouldn't do well on console.
Oh, right. Yeah. I guess it's not a PC.
Mm-mm.
Forgot that it was on PC last time. So who else?
Major Nelson. Is on
Gary's
team. Van is playing. And then I'm trying to slot the last.
Yeah. Get another ringer for the other team?
No, for my team.
Both of them the same team?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Look, I want to win.
Hmm.
As opposed to last time?
Yes. Exactly. Hey, I did fine.
And is the watch just going to swap if the winner? Like, how's that going to work?
Yeah, whoever wins gets the watch.
Yeah, they just swap it.
Okay. Yeah. Complete with a little case and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The case is pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like, we just built the microsite for it. I think the microsite's live now, and Chris did this awesome animation for it again. I think those will all start playing on Twitch pretty soon, like going in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of things that are being played in rotation and advertising and stuff, Segway boy over here, Acquisitions Inc. Have you seen all the Acquisitions Inc. stuff? You know about this? Do you guys not even know about this? You know, we all work in the same office, right?
Yeah.
I've been busy, all right?
So AI is going to be this year, as always, on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, the theater thing.
Yeah, it's going to be on Fathom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's being live broadcast in a bunch of movie theaters,
which is
pretty cool.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty sweet.
That's something Watsi was really pushing.
An interesting experiment.
Yeah, I can tell you there's a billion different fucking permits you need for this sort of thing. It's not exactly easy to get a satellite truck to a concert hall so they can broadcast this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
for people who go into the movie theaters, like there's special swag that they're giving away, right?
I think WotC is doing something. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what it is, though.
I don't know. That'd be a better Jeff question. Yeah. Because I know people were asking, hey, is there going to be pin trading? And it's like, yes, we should encourage everyone who's just fans to come trade pins. I think it's going to be really cool. It's super cool just to go to the movie theater and see a Fathom trailer for a thing you have a moderate hand in. I don't do a lot of the production on AI, but I at least get all the stuff organized with Ben Ryan and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's just another neat thing that's happening.
Plus you get to see Gabe and Tycho's 50-foot tall faces on a movie screen.
Exactly.
Who doesn't want that?
All the blemishes.
Every rich detail.
Yeah.
Just like that ultra realistic drawing he did.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Well, every time I talk to them, I try to get my face as close as possible to their face. So this is the same thing. This is what it's like. You could just sit farther back now. But I mean, I'm talking about just all their pores, just giant pores. You could fall into those pores, you know.
Sweet.
Have I sold you on this yet?
You have interesting hobbies, man.
What else, Dave? Lydia, what else?
There's really exciting new pins, which were announced.
Oh, yeah. Billions of pins.
Friday.
Yeah. Lots and lots of pins.
A ton of panels. Our panel schedule is insane. Concert lineups are both really good this year. We've got all the Revel Mode stuff. So we've got Hootie Pie and Markiplier coming this year.
What did you say it was called?
Revel Mode.
I don't know what that is.
So that's the little... Maker Polaris, that's their like... side arm that it's essentially Pootie Pie, Markiplier, Cinnamon Toast Ken, Dodger, a bunch of like all their like a lot of big name people into like a YouTube super group.
I see.
It's crazy. And they're coming this year. So autographing is going to be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be whatever hall they're in is going to be very busy.
Yeah. And like Pootie Pie and Mark are going like back to back.
Just give them their own building, just a separate hotel.
We essentially are.
Yeah. We've got them all at the Westin.
Mm.
Speaking of the Westin, Segway Boy over here again. VR Lounge.
I was going to bring that up next.
There you go. Play. Well, I beat you to it.
VR Free Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
VR Free Play.
Village. VR Village.
Not calling it that. Damn it.
That's pretty good.
It's all on the signs.
No, it's not. I know that because I made the signs.
Well, you don't know if I change them.
Mm. Oh, I'm having GES print the signs, actually. Oh. We're going to get giant meter boards that say VR Village and then just a picture of your head wearing a VR headset.
Yeah, there's going to be a speech bubble coming out of my head saying VR Village.
Exclamation point in a heart, in a giant heart bubble.
All in Comic Sans.
Yeah, and then just a little like asterisk and a disclaimer at the bottom that just says, I love this title. - Dave Kaufman. I love this name.
Yeah, so VR Free Play. We debuted it at East and it was a crazy wild success. And of course, we're bringing it to West. If you have not experienced VR recently... it's pretty amazing. I had done some Oculus and actually, no, I just did Oculus stuff, but as of a couple years ago, and I didn't see what it had the potential to become. But now it is pretty obvious that it is awesome. And everyone should check it out.
It's very cool. How many stations do we have? Do you know?
I think we've got 18 stations, something like that. And there's some split between the Vives and the Oculus Touch.
And then there's also going to be like a little expo area this year too next to it. So like VR related exhibitors. So it's turning into like its own little hall over there. It's pretty neat. And that's taking place in the Westin in basically two big theaters that are combined into one. And then next to that, we also have our Wyvern Theater, which is like one of our streaming sat theaters where there's a lot of cool stuff happening in there too. A lot of big games are coming through. I was just talking to Ubi. South Park is doing a panel in there, and we're doing a Telltale one. There's going to be a Telltale. They did one last year in there that was really cool. So they're going to do a live playthrough of Batman. I think it's Saturday night, and they'll play through the whole first episode, but they've added like a crowdsourcing mechanic. So it's like you can actively, like the crowd can choose what happens.
Oh, that's cool.
Like in the game. Yeah, it's really nice. Neat. And then they're going to do just a whole playthrough with the audience where you get to just see and play through Batman.
So that's just going to be like them asking the audience to scream out loud and whichever one gets
the No, I think you do it with your phone now. Oh, it's really? Almost like a Jackbox thing. Now, it used to be like that. Yeah. And now I think I haven't played the new Batman yet. And I haven't seen the crowd components yet, but I think that's how it goes now.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Anything notable in the expo hall?
Oh, there's always.
Yeah.
how do you parse that? Yeah, I mean, all the big guys are there, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You don't know. You wrote them. You did the map. So
yeah, I just data entry. I don't even pay attention. I just draw booths and then put in numbers.
We should have Kyle call in.
Yeah, we should.
We should do this. We should have done this on Wednesday when we have our team call and just like have everyone chip in.
That sounds like a great idea, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what Wizards does this year.
Yep, in the Paramount.
Yeah, well, last year they fucking blew out that annex building with that huge crazy sculpture that was like stomping on a cab.
Oh, a cop car. Really cool. Yeah, it was crushing a cop car.
And it had the lamppost in there that was exactly like the rest of the lamppost on the street.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So this time they're effectively taking over the street by the Paramount. I think it's 9th. And I have no idea what they're doing. You've seen some stuff, haven't you?
Early on. Okay. And then I tapped out. I was just like, you know, Kyle's got it and Ops had it under control. I know they've got some really big, cool things planned for in there.
Cool.
I'm glad you don't know because I want to see whatever it is that they're going to do because I know it's going to be batshit.
Yeah, I haven't seen any like approvals for like street closures or any sort of giant sculptures or anything. So.
Well, that street is getting like we closed.
Yeah, that's closed. I'm saying anywhere else because we had to get a special permit to close that just that one parking space to put that car that was getting smashed.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing all this stuff. There's a bunch of like, I did see some approvals coming through for like overlays, like on windows and stuff.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're taking over the entire Paramount, so I'm very excited to see how they're going to fill that space out and what they're going to do on that street next to it.
That is a great theater too. I love the Paramount.
It's so different from the Benaroya. I can't get my head around how they're both packs, but the theaters are just complete opposites.
I love that theater. It's the 10 Things I Hate About You theater.
Man, it's cool. It's just on sign in gold.
That movie, 10 Things I Hate About You. Uh-huh. There was a scene in the Paramount.
Was there? Which one?
Prom scene when they like go out on the balcony.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're like at the end where she's like, how could you do that?
I've not seen that in so long. I had no idea.
It's a great movie.
I had no idea.
Modern remake of Taming of the Shrew, right?
I don't know, is it?
I think so.
Hmm. So where's the main theater this year?
Benaroya.
Which is, don't get me wrong, an amazing building.
Yeah.
Super modern, nice giant orchestral concert hall.
Swanky.
But I love the Paramount too.
Yeah, it's
great.
Got a lot of character, yeah.
It's great.
I hate the character. I want the Benaroya. I love that class, the polish.
Except that it's a million miles away.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's like whining.
Five blocks. Yeah.
Five blocks.
You have not had to walk back and forth the entire goddamn convention before, Dave.
Exactly.
Those little fucking pebbles on the sidewalk hurt. You can feel every single one after all. You're like, what the hell? These are hard soles on these shoes. How can I feel this? But you do.
Also, none of us are like 6 feet tall with less strides than you. Maybe you just...
He just bounds there.
Yeah.
And like a majestic beast.
There's like a Jimmy John's between the convention center and there. That's great.
And a Chipotle?
Yeah, there's a Chipotle. Although, are lions normally screwed there?
Oh, yeah.
Lions
everywhere are terrible during
Jimmy
the show.
Jimmy John's I can usually get in and out of within a handful of minutes.
Yeah, I usually just don't eat.
I didn't until Jimmy John's.
I'm being a bad segue boy.
Yeah, come on. You have one job.
I don't know. How do I segue from fucking Jimmy John's? Juicy Cafe. All right. Juicy Cafe is really good. Yeah, that's in the convention center. Great place to eat. Next to it, Jackbox Stage.
Hey,
segue boy.
Wow, you're professional.
That'll be cool. They're doing some cool stuff. And
yeah, we've never done the Jackbox Stage in West. So
I really
haven't.
Might want to explain it for people.
The Jackbox guys are doing a Jackbox Stage.
Good
doing
job.
Quiplash and Fibbage and all their other games. I think they have Quiplash too. I don't know if they'll be showing that there, but I know they have it. I know they just announced it the other day. And that'll be really cool. Like they always do good stuff. And their games are so great for our show. Like they acclimate so well to our audience. And they're fun to watch. They're interactive. They're really cool. We do a Jackbox panel where they make up custom questions, and that's going to be Jerry and Nika and Chris and Loading Ready Run. That's everyone.
Did we make a banner for that?
For the Jackbox stage?
Yeah. I don't think we did.
We no, should.
No, we didn't. We should take care of that today.
We're gonna take care of that right after this podcast. So you can look forward to seeing an awesome banner that was only there because we talked about it.
The freshest banners.
Yes. Did we do a banner for, what was the other banner we needed? We needed one for another.
Well, you were talking about.
Oh, the streaming pods. Did we do one for the streaming pods?
That one's taken care of.
Yay. All right, cool.
Dave made that one. Good job, Dave.
Speaking of streaming pods. There are going to be streaming pods at the show.
What are the streaming pods, Ryan?
I'll attribute that segue to you.
What are these streaming pods? How do they work?
The streaming pods, they're like, we did a test case for them at East, and they went really, really well. So they are essentially little phone booth cubicles that are preloaded with all the gear you would need to stream. So it's like a nice computer gaming rig, lighting, a camera, all that stuff, and it's all provided by Elgato, who is awesome. They're really great to work with. Mm-hmm. And they preload it with a bunch of games. So then you have to go and reserve time. Most of the times are already pre-reserved. Like if you reach out to our PAX media line, like that's where you would reserve time. Although you can still walk up and do it, but mm-hmm. then all the choice times are like, you know, booked ahead of time.
Choice.
And then you would just go and sit down, and you can stream live from the show with a great backdrop. It's like adjacent to the show floor, so you got all this cool stuff happening behind you, mm-hmm. and you can talk on your own personal stream. We don't like co-locate this on our stream or anything, so it's just you talking on your stream to your fans and stuff like that. And you can talk about stuff you saw at the show. You can just hop on any number of games, mm-hmm. LOL and Hearthstone and all CS:GO, all the big games are on there. And then you just do it for an hour block, you know? Yeah. And it's really cool. People seem to really dig it. I know a lot of like people who do this for a living or adjacent to doing it for a living. Like mm-hmm. they say over and over, like they love going to shows, but they don't get to produce enough content because yeah. they're on the road.
Yeah, it's rough.
So it's like, hey, now you can book a little time in our little streaming phone booth.
Very convenient.
Yeah, it's cool. Booty Pie will be there.
He doesn't stream, does he? Does he stream?
I don't know. Yeah, there's also capture cards and stuff like that. Yeah. You could do YouTube videos if you want. I think he does.
Some of our PAX 10 games
will be on there, yeah. Which is a nice transition into the PAX 10. Dave, would you like to talk about the PAX 10?
Is this the first time that we've had an Omegathon game that is a PAX 10 game the same year?
PAX 10? I don't know. At East we did. Because Octavio did a video at East where one of the games were.
That wasn't an Omegathon game, though.
Wasn't it?
I didn't think so.
What game?
I thought it was. No, maybe you're Inversus. Right. Inversus is well, the
year. Well, Inversus is this year.
Is this year, yeah.
Right. Last year it was the Thieves. What was the Thieves game? I can't remember the name of it.
Not Antihero?
Oh,
it was Antihero.
Oh, that is a video.
Yeah.
Yes. It just recently came out.
We're going to have some really cool videos.
He's saying that there's a PAX 10 game that was during the PAX that you used.
Well, to be fair, it's actually Indie Showcase.
Yeah, it's Boston Indie Showcase.
But it wasn't... The Omegathon is what I'm saying. Is
oh,
this
it wasn't.
Year,
you're saying this it wasn't the Omegathon. No, I thought you said there was one that was the Omegathon.
We had Avalanche or Super Avalanche 2 is an Omegathon game, but it wasn't the same year.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times, but I don't think it's been the same year. I thought it was. I thought it was East, but I guess not. So this will be good. Yeah, no, and that's a fun game too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which round is that?
Second round.
Yeah.
Which happens like adjacent to.
I think it was Friday night.
Yeah, it's like happens right at the end of For the Watch.
What are the known Omegathon rounds?
I know round two. Yeah. Get Bit is one.
I know the games. I don't know which is which, though. When
Get Bit's that little, it's like a tabletop game with like a little Lego-looking guy or something, right?
I know there's a shark involved.
Yeah, and a shark.
Yeah. It's like
I've never played.
It's like, yeah, it's a little Lego... card-based game, sort of. Yeah, and then there's the sharks. Basically, you're all line-hopping each other,
yeah.
and whoever's at the back of the line loses a limb, and then there's a shark trying to eat everyone, yeah. Set is one of the games I know, but I don't know which round is which.
Set
Travis
is
and
first
I
round.
Tested so many of these games and played these games so many times, I don't remember where we ended up in which order.
I know Set is the first round. And then
that's a fun game.
Yeah.
What is that game?
sets. That's the one we tested. Remember, we were all sitting around and tested.
Oh, the Egyptian one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Where it's like, it's a triangle and a circle, and they're all different shapes, all different colors, and all different. And you have to, they all either have to be all of the same or all different for each category. So shape, color, count.
So
don't you remember? You're really bad
like,
at it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Anomia, right?
Or no, you that played the game.
I know I played the game. I don't remember it being.
You were so bad at it that though. You've like.
Hey, 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 I'm colorblind. It's not fair.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not like.
No,
super
I mean
colorblind.
That it's fair.
Yes, it's completely true that it's not fair. It takes me a minute. I'm like, what color is that? Shit. Too late.
So you're like a dog? Like they all look black and white?
No, not black
and white. Well, they look different then. They're not all the same color.
But certain colors
so your red
are too
looks
close
green.
To
okay,
each other.
Then
certain colors
the two
are too close
green.
To each other.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Squint.
That doesn't help.
I don't know.
Does not help. All right, what else? Set. Shark game.
I think Dave's looking
forgot up. Already.
Round three is Speedrunners.
Ah, which was?
Mm.
That's a former winner, right? I remember playing that at a tester. Mm,
I don't think it was ever an indie show.
I don't think it was.
It's never won. I know. I remember playing it, though.
Really? I don't remember ever playing it.
West last year. Yeah, that's the one where you're all superheroes and you're grappling around on the 2D and you are racing. And then when you get the screen far enough, you kill the person who's in the back.
Oh, yeah. This does ring. Oh, yeah. It was very buggy at that build. I remember there being a lot of technical problems.
It was fun, though. Yeah. I remember having a lot of fun with it. Yeah, but every time we do those testers, like the four-player all-in-one couch games are always, everyone, even the ones that aren't great, everyone sort of loves, you know?
Yeah.
But I liked that one a lot. I'm glad we're using it.
Yeah,
and it's come out now.
It's pretty popular,
I think. It's a good one.
Round four was Get Bit. Round five is Pix the Cat. And someone
that
needs
one.
To explain to me what Pix the Cat is.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like Snake and Pac-Man, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like you have to collect these eggs, and then you can either shoot the eggs out at the other players, or kind of slide into them. And when you die, you become a ghost, and you can kill other people, and whoever is the last one standing wins. But you keep like if you're a ghost, you can attack another cat and turn back into to go back alive, and you turn the other guy into a ghost. Not doing a really good job, but general idea.
How's it like, Snake?
The eggs follow you. So
oh, okay.
You, have to, like, you can't like.
So you gather them up and then you can shoot them after you have collected them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they follow you like Snake and you can't like cross it without breaking your own eggs.
Interesting. Weird.
There's probably a lot of people like that know. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have been to a PAX, right? You know the score, but we probably should explain what the Omegathon is too.
Yeah,
give me a handful
not?
Of. There's
Especially
always someone. It's
know.
Their first time. Anytime you're on TV, you're doing anything. There's always someone watching you for the first time.
Yeah.
So we should explain what the
or
Omegathon
just
is.
Haven't seen it for some reason. You know.
So the Omegathon is a competition that happens over the course of the show. That we go round by round. We start with a group of people, and round by round, we just eliminate them playing different games until we get to the final round, which is. 1v1 secret game that we don't announce until it happens. And keep it super locked up.
In order to get into the Omegathon, you are randomly selected. When you register for your tickets, you usually have to sign this thing that says, yes, I'm interested in Omegathon. You get a little questionnaire, and then if you're lucky, you'll get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's all picked from attendees and people in the audience.
And half the time that we call people, they don't answer.
I don't know. Was it half? I don't know. You did it live this time.
This time it was pretty good, but it was also because we called them literally the day after.
Yeah.
Versus usually there's like a week before.
Well,
in between.
And we introduced the survey because Robert always used to do this himself. And he would always complain that people would not answer the phone and it would take him too long. And then when he would get them on the phone and actually talk to them, they would actually be like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
So now I made that survey for him a year or two ago, and it just reinforced like, so it's like, because when you're buying your ticket, you're just checking boxes and you're like, I need my ticket, click click click,
yeah,
and then you get the survey that just says this is so you know you are going to be in front of people, you're going to be on stage and people are going to be watching you and you're going to be filmed, are you still cool with it, you still want to do this, blah 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 blah, just really hammering all that home. And then once they say yes to all that stuff, then we ask them through their phone number and the best time to call them. Mm-hmm. And I think that significantly decreased the amount of A, non-answers, and B, like opt-outs.
Yeah. And you win a cool prize when you win.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's very true. Cool prize.
Get to go to any PAX in the world, which, yeah. I mean, come on. It's got to be Australia, right?
Yeah, everyone always says Australia.
Unless you're from Australia.
That's true.
And they went to East.
Really? East, not West.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest one to get into.
East is still hard to get into, too.
Yeah, but
it's because he wanted.
East is the better one.
It's because he wanted to go to New York after.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I like East the best.
It's a pretty good place.
It's a nice venue.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice venue. I like Boston a lot. And it's just, I don't know, a nicer.
West was always my favorite because it was like so new and different because it was the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course it would be for you.
See, but now I get to go back to the East Coast. That's why I like it. But it's just, the venue is just so great.
Yeah, and so Boston has the Cookie Tower.
They do have the Cookie Tower.
Overrated.
Boston's a fun town.
You shut your face.
What's the Cookie Tower?
Overrated. It's the, what is it called?
The Prudential.
Prudential Tower. At the top, there's a restaurant, and you can get cookies.
Yeah. It's like $12 for... huge 12 plate cookies, of cookies or something. Yeah. They're fresh out of the oven and they're delicious.
You
and
get milk.
Who says that they're overrated is dumb and has a small brain.
No, it's just cookies, man.
Really
I've cookies. Had better cookies. I'm sure you have as well.
Okay, maybe there are better cookies in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good cookies, though.
This is a dumb conversation.
It's not a dumb conversation. Desserts are never dumb.
First, it's not even a conversation. This is a fight to the death.
The death
cookies,
yeah, see, exactly. Cookies,
hey,
me.
You always bring us cookies.
Pie, I do. That's something
I bring you cookies all the time.
I know,
you know,
cheesecake.
Dave.
Pie is yeah. great.
Pie and cheesecake.
Pie is pretty great.
What the fuck conversation are we having?
A great conversation.
All right, let's see how can I segue this back. Reese's cereal,
it's fine.
I think it's funny how many. Like when I came into this podcast, I figured I'd be struggling to think of new things to this show, but there's actually a lot of stuff.
There is. So I'm kind of trying to go down the list and think of like what other new stuff we're doing. Cause
oh, geez. You want to keep going.
Are the there any new bands this year?
I think all of the bands are, there are some that haven't played in a while, but they are all
veterans.
They're all veterans. I think I'm trying to, oh no. Well, yeah. The video game pianist, he is the only one, and he played, I mean, he
yeah,
played
a while ago.
Yeah, before my time, because I've been here 5 years, and he was like one of the first PAXes, I think Robert said.
He was like the first guy, yeah.
You could tell, too, like, as I'm dealing with the other bands, like, I don't know, some when you're just, you know, helping the bands get all their stuff sorted and everything, it's just, you know, you deal with their roadies and their managers and stuff, and this guy is just like... You could tell he is just him,
mm-hmm.
and he is like a savant. He is like just a legit piano superstar magician.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, man, just me. Give me this awesome piano. Yeah, I'll go up there. I'll rock it.
That's cool.
Can we mention the Lookouts movie?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's on the schedule right now.
It is. Yeah. It's on there. The whole Lookouts movie thing is pretty crazy. There's going to be a lot of Thornwatch stuff there, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to have the announcement or the explanation of the new version of the Thornwatch game. Mm-hmm. That'll be a cool panel. And then the Lookouts movie. And then I guess those are the two big benchmarks for Lookouts stuff.
Yeah,
so
we
what's
have
the
a,
Lookouts movie. For those that don't know, which is a lot of people, I'm assuming.
I was going to talk more about Thornwatch. I don't know.
Hey.
You. What's up? Hey.
Lookouts movie.
Hey, yeah.
What is that?
That's a movie that is about the... we have not seen the full thing.
Really?
Right?
You haven't? I've seen it.
Or is this just like the 10-minute thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
That's all the movie it is.
What is the rest of the panel in?
It's
probably talking
them
about
just talking
them
about that.
It,
yeah, how they made it.
Okay.
I think the general setup is going to be them showing the movie and then... bringing out the makers and stuff and talking
probably
about
the
it.
Costumes, maybe.
Yeah, and cool. then showing it again at the end. It's really cool. It's a really well-done thing.
Yeah,
it's
just made
weird
by
how it happened. Yeah, it
was, fans.
Yeah, so fans were just fun. Like, hey, can we make this thing? And we're like,
is it okay that we already did this awesome
yeah,
thing?
And yeah, it's yeah, like, right. okay, yeah. So, like, it was just weird because, like, yeah, they were, like, just starting to walk down a road with, like, an IP they didn't own.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was really cool. And, I mean, obviously, we're not going to be dicks about it, so we were like, yeah, we cleared it all up, the legalities of it and everything, and they made it, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just a good peek into like what that, you know, world can be like, yeah, and how cool stuff can be in there.
Is there any Automata stuff?
Yeah, Van's showing the first episode.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and that happens earlier in the day on Friday. I think that happens during pin trading, because I had to, once we got the For the Watch figured out, I had to move the pin trading back, and then it ended up happening at the same time as the panel. I feel bad. There are so many moving pieces in this friggin' schedule. I can't help but have things overlap sometimes.
Yeah, we added a new theater this year from last year.
Yeah. So. Two streaming sat theaters. So for those of you who are big PAX fans and that can't make it to the show, we do have two streaming sat theaters. Our main theater is streaming. We have the arena is streaming. And then the Twitch booth is streaming live from the show floor. And these all these channels end up on our PAX Twitch hub, which is twitch.tv/event/PAX. It's like a full event page. And then they're all running. Plus, like, during the show, like, we have a partnership with Twitch, so we're on their front page and stuff like that. They're cool. I like Twitch. They're good folks over there.
Yeah, they do cool stuff for us.
Yeah.
So you were saying something about Thornwatch, Dave?
Oh, well, I was just going to mention that we have an entire room in the Olive 8 dedicated to nothing but Thornwatch play, which I think will be a very popular room. That's and if cool. you were interested, you should go there early.
So it's just people playing Thornwatch all day long?
That is what the room is for.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the the new build they're showing everyone
I have not seen it.
It's
been years since I've played it.
Mike and Selinker. Yeah, I haven't seen this new version it's basically made of like giant comic panels now.
A little bit of an early version of that, but that's about it. Yeah.
But it looks really cool. Mike's explained it to me, and it sounds neat.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds neat. I know Selinker's really excited about it too. So I think it's gonna be cool. I think people are going to dig it at the show for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How is that operating in the Olive 8? Because I legit don't know. Is there like signups for that, or do you know?
Nothing is, you don't sign up in advance. There may be signups on site, but it's not something that people could go on right now and make reservations.
I'm just wondering how big that's going to, like the waiting list. It's probably going to end up being like VR.
Yeah,
right?
It could. Yeah, the VR thing, by the way, if you want to do that, you need to get there immediately at 10 a.m. because that gets crazy.
Yeah, just because of the length of time it takes to set up and immerse someone into the virtual realm of Beep Boops, it takes a minute. So like, you only have so many stations and you have to dedicate a certain amount of time so they can really have fun with it.
Well, and you know, like a lot of people can't have VR because
it's expensive.
Setup for PC and then the equipment on top of that. Like,
yeah. So once the show opens, like, we get a wait list, and then it just grows and grows and grows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get there early if you have interest in that.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
It's cool.
It is.
All right. I think that's everything. That's the entire show.
That's everything. I feel like PAX is done.
I think that's probably one of the best explained PAX hype episodes we've had, guys. Nice work.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bunch of dull Dave just not saying anything.
Saying dull and Dave is redundant.
I don't know what your point.
Exactly. All right. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Bye.
Bye. Stop farting.
Not appropriate.